Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka and Timothy Goh with you. It is time now for companies to watch. This morning, we put the spotlight on UOB Group here in Singapore that's achieved a strong start to the year.
The group just released its first quarter earnings this morning with net income jumping 18% from a year ago to $1.01 billion. Now, this exceeds a $908 million average estimate of six analysts surveyed by Bloomberg.
Income also increased 11% on a quarterly basis to $2.5 billion. That's around pre-COVID levels. So what's behind this strong start? And can it be sustained? Well, on the line with us is Lim Siew Kee, head of research at CGS CIMB. Siew Kee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
So, wow, pretty good results from UOB. Could I get your initial reaction to those results when you saw it?
Okay, they are in line with our expectation. We had expected about 995 million, so they came in about 1 billion, so that's in line. But they are tad higher than consensus. So I think the strong performance that beat consensus number is because of the record high fee income that they generated. This is driven by wealth management, which we are seeing a record high now.
Siew Kee, on a quarterly basis, net profit was also up 46%. So what's behind UOB's strong performance?
Yeah, so one of them is the fee income, which is mainly because of wealth management and also controlled credit costs.
Okay, you mentioned controlled credit costs. You're referring to the lower credit cost, that is?
Yes, lower, yeah.
Okay, well, what are your thoughts on that contributing to their performance? I mean, you know, talking about net interest margins, could they stay weak as the bank earnings start to recover?
I think we are looking at stable in terms of net interest margin. So they are also guiding for margins to be stable this year.
Right, right. Let's talk about UOB's exposure to ASEAN. I mean, this part of the world, yes, we had a pandemic, but is this part of the world key to improving its economic recovery?
I think Singapore is still key for now. Malaysia and Thailand. Performance is important for UOB. So far, we look at the loans book. I think Malaysia is still quite stable. There's improvement in Thailand year on year. And Indonesia, I think we are still seeing some decline.
Investors have appeared more optimistic about Singapore banks driven by the global economic recovery. Yet the situation in India and the tighter measures even here in Singapore recently, will this set to continue? How cautious do you think the sector would be in Q2?
I think for the tightening of measure, if it just stays within a month, I think that should be all right because I think repayment pattern is still good amongst the bank. So I think I am still cautiously optimistic unless phase two prolongs.
Right, right. Yeah, we all hope that that doesn't happen. Siew Kee, just want to get your final thoughts on the stock for where UOB is concerned. And also, if you could add, talk a little bit about, you know, normalizing dividend payouts. Do you think that's going to happen anytime soon, you know, getting the banking sector to pre-COVID levels?
Maybe not yet, but we still have to actually see what MAS says because they have to actually review the dividend cap that they have imposed.
Any other thoughts on the stock?
We have an ad call on UOB. We like it. It's one of our topics.
All right. Lim Siew Kee, head of research at CGS CIMB, helping us out as we put the spotlight on UOB on Companies to Watch. Siew Kee, thank you for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.